In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and she placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Suddenly, and this will be a sign to you, you'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared to them, praising God and saying, and let's all say this together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." One more time. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were exactly as they had been told.
Hosanna, you're my King. I worship and I sing. I lift your holy name up on high. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Hear, O Israel.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he gathered all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then he called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Then they opened their treasures and presented them with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When King Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he found out that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee and went and lived in a town called Nazareth. Then what was said through the prophets was fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene."
Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound.
of Israel, there's no God like you. In heaven or earth below, O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you. In heaven above, you keep your covenant of love. Your covenant of love, O Lord, there is no God like you. In heaven above, O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you. In heaven or earth below, O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you. In heaven above, you keep your covenant of love, your covenant of love, O Lord, there is
This next song is also one that may be unfamiliar, new to a lot of you. We'll go ahead and sing through the first verse and the chorus of this one as well, and then start over so that we can pick it up.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross is spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing.
And that's it. There's also a bridge in there, but we'll just cross that when we get to it.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross is spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the sky. Your mighty works display for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was light, and that light was the light of men. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has never understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to that light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of earthly descent, nor human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And we have seen his glory, right? Sunshine Church, we have seen his glory, right? We have folks who have been married 60 plus years. We've seen his glory, right? We could think of all the ways, we could count for days about the ways that we've been blessed to see his glory and not consider that Jesus came to earth, that he lived on the earth, teaching us and healing and loving and then dying on the cross for our sins. We could count just what we deal with on a daily basis. I can look at Jamie Riley and say, wow, I have friends. I've seen God's glory. Wow, I've experienced forgiveness just from friends. I've seen God's glory. There are people who love me. I've seen his glory. I get to stand here and share God's grace and God's truth and God's love to you. I've seen his glory. Wife and daughter, just all the blessings and all the ways that we've seen his glory, but his glory in that in a manger, in a stable, Christ was born. His glory that he died on the cross to take away our sins. We have seen his glory. And I just want to remind you today that the reason that we celebrate, the reason that we think about the birth of Jesus Christ is because God loves you and wanted him to be there that day for you. He wanted him to be there, and he wanted to be 12 and in the meeting house with in the temple with the priest. He wanted him to be there when he was 12, and he wanted him to be teaching when he was in his 30s, and he wanted him to die on the cross so that we could be home with him one day. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father full of grace and truth. And I just want to share with you today that there's a greater way, if you're not a child of God, that you can experience the glory of God. And that is by giving your life to him through baptism in just a moment. We're going to have an invitation song. There's going to be an elder on either side. And you, all you need to do is come forward and they will take care of that. Or if you're struggling, you haven't experienced the glory of God in your life lately. You haven't discovered him or noticed him moving in your life. Just being who he is, glorious and wonderful. They'll be here for the same purpose. You can become a child of God, or you can be renewed in that. You can be prayed for, be encouraged and blessed along your walk. Whatever you desire, we're going to sing this song, and whatever it is, come as we stand and sing.
After this song, we're going to have the closing prayer. And then after the closing prayer, we're going to end with the songs.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations. purge me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Holy, righteous, and loving Father, we continue our prayers of thanksgiving to you for all that you have done for us. We recognize you as the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything therein. We recognize you as the maker of mankind. And most of all, we thank you for being the giver of Jesus Christ, your Son, so that we might have remission of sin and someday enter into that glorious land with you to live forevermore. Father, we ask you at this time to go with the sick and the afflicted, the names of the people in the box before us here. You know the problems and you know the answers, and I'm sure that you will act. Father, we're just extremely grateful for the congregation here at Sunshine. We ask you to bless us, keep us safe and strong, and then save us in Christ's name. Amen.
Everybody stand for this last song. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Have a blessed day.